Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with...
What happened?
...on Jones and Keefe.
Oh, boy. Week 12 in the NFL. I'm eating some of the pizza that was here from Friday.
I didn't want to say anything, but
no, it's fine.
Sounded like a full mouth over there.
I'm scarfing it down. You kind of snuck up on me a little bit. But Jones...
That's from the Trading Post. You're liking that? Trading Post and Bourne. Lovely. There's still some left over from Friday. I didn't know that was in the fridge. You sniffed that out.
I'm going to be back in here with wings in a little bit. Don't worry about me. I'm good. I'm making up for lost time here on Friday. But Jones, busy weekend as they all are. Of course, Pats played the Dolphins. Both the Bills and the Jets were on the bye week. So no other AFC East action to talk about. But what about the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Carolina Panthers?
What happened?
Believe it or not, it came all the way down to a last second field goal.
The kick. Schrader. He knocks it through. The Chiefs are a winner today in Charlotte.
Yep. I think he was looking for something more dramatic to say, and then ultimately was just like, I'll just say what happened.
They're a winner.
Chiefs get to 10-1 with a 30-27 win over the Panthers. No Harrison Butker, no problem, as they still get the game winner with their backup kicker. Panthers had this game won. Or at least you thought maybe there'd be overtime. Chiefs march all the way down the field and score. But we had a caller, Jones, mention how fraudulent
that was,
the Chiefs are.
That was Mark in Medford, I believe, said they're the most overrated 10-1 team in history.
They're the only 10-1 team currently.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not true. The Lions are 10-1, right?
They have not played great in some of these games. I'd be nervous as a Chiefs fan. Like, we'd be ripping them all day long, I'm sure, after the game if we were doing radio in Kansas City. I will say this. You knew when Kansas City... gave up the touchdown to Carolina when Carolina scored.
Yeah.
And then they get the 2-point conversion. You knew it was too much time for Mahomes.
Way too much.
Like that. It was like a minute and a half, a minute 40, something like that.
He had looked good. Noah Gray had a couple of touchdowns already. Hopkins scored a touchdown as well. But the Chiefs get the win. Now, what separates that?
Did they go for two?
Yeah.
They did, right? That's what I thought. I was going to say, should they have gone for two to get the win? No,
they needed it and they got it.
Yeah.
for the Chiefs to be, I can't call them like a fraudulent 10-1 team. They might not be great, but like the 2018 and 2019 Patriots both looked off, but then one won the Super Bowl. The other obviously didn't in 2019. So if you want to say they're more like that, but the reason I say them is because you had Tom Brady or you had Patrick Mahomes. Like saying they look like one of the Steeler teams or one of the Viking teams or teams that are like a fake 10-1. It's like, yeah, but you still have the guy. And you saw what happened in this one. Carolina's not great, but Carolina's frisky. Aren't they frisky?
They're kind of frisky.
They kind of are frisky.
I mean, don't sleep on Bryce. Since Bryce Young got benched, he's looking okay. Not great, but he's looking okay.
And he actually had a good attitude about it. He didn't like pout like most guys in the league would do. Yeah. So anyway, Chiefs survive and get the win over the Panthers. What about the Titans and the Texans?
Hey, what happened?
Okonkwo, he's got some inside Texans territory. Inside the 35, 30, 25, 20. He may go. Stiff arm, end zone. Touchdown, Titans.
One of two touchdown passes for Will Levis as the Titans go into Houston and upset your Texans.
Not a good day for my Texans.
Squad.
That was a rough one.
Can you say shooketh now?
Yeah, they're shooketh.
Yeah, you lose to Tennessee, you're shooketh. That is for sure.
They're 7-5 now.
Start with those two teams, Keith. Tennessee wins against Houston. Carolina was on the brink of forcing overtime against the Chiefs. Like, you know, talk about a moral victory. But those two teams gave you a good effort, and then the Patriots did what they did yesterday.
Massive wins, too, if you are let's take a look at the draft leaderboard,
yeah,
because the Patriots are now 3-9. Tennessee and Carolina both 3-8. I know Carolina lost, but I'm saying they're both 3-8 right now. The Titans look horrible most weeks. I know they beat the Patriots, but they look horrible most weeks and beat a Houston Texans team, which something's off with them. It kind of has been all year.
They're going to sleepwalk into the playoffs, but yeah, they might not be a team you got to worry about in the playoffs.
No,
that's for sure.
They'll probably get trucked by.
I was too high on them. That was a bad loss.
Won't they play like Baltimore or something to start the playoffs? It'll be something like that, and they'll get trucked.
Yeah, that's who they played last year, and Baltimore beat them. But yeah, look, Lamar in the first round of the playoffs, not scary.
That's a good point. What about an AFC West matchup between the Broncos and the Raiders? Well, people, I think, really should start to believe.
First and goal, next to the air. Caught, Sutton, touchdown! He's done it again! Number two today!
Calling it now, Bo Nix is going to be your offensive rookie of the year.
I was just going to ask you. So I was going to ask you,
yes,
in the rookie of the year race, which I think is easy, Nix or May? Nix.
Nix.
You're saying he's going to win it over Daniels.
I think so. I think, and we'll get to the Commanders game
saying,
coming
for
up.
Like, for most of that game yesterday, I would agree with you, and then it finished with quite a flurry. But
no,
yeah, I mean,
Daniel's stats at the end of it looked pretty good. I just feel like one's going to make the playoffs and one's not. I feel like the Commanders are playing their way
out of the playoffs.
They are sinking ships.
They're absolutely in trouble.
I think it's had more to do with that. Plus, he hasn't played as well. Like, he got out to such an overwhelming lead,
yeah,
that I think if people are really paying attention, and if Nix finishes strong, even if they go, 3-5 down the stretch and he gets 10 wins and they make the playoffs?
Yeah, your guy Nix has been good. And they're what? They're 2 games up on Miami, 2 wins ahead of Miami anyway. They're 3 wins up on Cincinnati, so they really should be a playoff team.
16 touchdown passes to 6 interceptions, but he also has touchdown runs. He has a touchdown catch this year. So
very versatile.
He's very versatile.
A Marcus Jones of quarterbacks.
I would agree with that. And they didn't have to tell Sean Payton he could do all that.
That's a good point. He just knew.
He could do that. What about the Lions and the Colts?
What happened?
Goff hands it off. Gibbs cuts to the outside to the end zone. Touchdown. His second today.
The Sonic and Knuckles combo is impossible to stop at this point.
It really is.
Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery score touchdowns every single week. Gibbs had 2. Montgomery had 1. Lions win another comfortable 24-6 over the Colts. So Detroit, like Kansas City, 10-1. And the way this season has gone for Detroit, it feels like it's going to be even more soul-crushing when they don't win the Super Bowl.
You don't think it's going to happen?
No.
Why?
Because it's Detroit.
Okay, that's fair.
That's probably the only reason.
That's about the only reason you can't. You can
and
say
Goff. And Goff.
Okay, so those are the two. It's still Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Some of us started him in fantasy yesterday, and we're praying for touchdowns.
Yeah.
So it's still Jared Goff.
Yeah, it's Goff.
It's still the city of Detroit.
It's just something about it.
But they are, I think, clearly the best roster, the best team in football. It's not.
They're amazing.
I shouldn't say it's not close, because we'll get to a team that's playing really good football as well. But, no, the only question with the Sonic and Knuckles combination is they're going to score every
How
week.
How many?
which one's going to get two?
Yeah.
Like last week it was Montgomery. This week it was Gibbs. That's really the only question. Which one gets in the end zone twice? Because they're both scoring every week.
I think it needs to be Detroit versus Buffalo in the Super Bowl for them to have a chance. Because then it's like both fan bases are like, we're not going to win. We're never going to win.
Right.
Somebody's going to have to win.
Super Bowl's a tie.
It could be. Like if it was Buffalo-Detroit, I feel like that could absolutely happen.
Six overtimes, it never ends. Yeah.
What about the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears?
Hey, what happened?
Well, this one went to overtime.
For the win. Good snap. Good hold. Good kick. And the Minnesota Vikings win it in overtime.
These guys find a way. Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings are 9-2 as they go to overtime with the Bears, and they hand Chicago their seventh loss of the year. Chicago's 4-7.
Yeah, they're probably never winning again. We were early on that.
Oh, their schedule's insane.
Jefferson did nothing yesterday, right?
No. Yeah, Jordan Addison had a big game.
So that's what's impressive to me about that win. And it's not like they ran away from Chicago's close game, but they were able to win getting really nothing from Justin Jefferson. That's pretty impressive. I will say Caleb Williams has looked better since they fired Shane Waldron.
100%.
They're still not winning games, but that was a good couple of drives to get back into the game and force overtime for him yesterday.
340 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions for Caleb Williams. So no turnovers. After watching him play against the Patriots, you're like, oh my God, like this guy, there's something
really
wrong.
He might not be
here.
Able to play in the league.
And no, he's definitely bounced back from that. Sam Darnold also had a good game. 330, 2 touchdowns, no picks, no fumbles. So good job by Sam Darnold, who I believe they said is now at 20 touchdowns, which is a new single season career high for Sam Darnold.
That makes sense.
With 5 games to play.
That's not a high number, but for his career, that makes sense. I didn't know that, but that makes sense.
They have 6 games to play. They've already had their bye.
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing. All right, 49ers and Packers.
What happened?
Like every conference championship or divisional round from the mid-90s.
With Jacobs in the eye, he'll get it. Jacobs shook it in. Touchdown number 2 of the day.
I don't know why they had to call that game from the bathroom, but they did. Josh Jacobs scored not once, not twice, but thrice as the Packers blew out the 49ers 38-10. Green Bay's 8-3. San Francisco falls to 5-6. They played this one without Brock Purdy. It was Brandon Allen in it, quarterback, but it really was never competitive, and the Packers dominated.
So here's what I would say about San Francisco. Yesterday they didn't have Purdy. You don't expect them to go on the road and win with Brandon Allen.
They didn't have anybody.
Who was terrible. Okay, so yesterday might have been about injuries for them. Their year has not been about it. Something's been off with them from the start.
Yeah, I know they lost
Ayuk. I know McCaffrey missed a ton of time. Kittle's missed games. Samuel's missed games. So they have had injuries. Those guys also pretty much always miss time over the years.
Oh,
and they don't fall off like this. Something's been off with that team from the start. Yesterday was about injuries. You lose your quarterback. You play a bum like Allen. That was about injuries. But I'm not letting them off the hook for how bad they've been this year and how much they've underachieved.
All right, what about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New York Giants?
What happened?
Mayfield steps up. He's going to run it. Mayfield at the 5, trying to get in, and he does! Touchdown! Ball came out after Mayfield crossed the line, and what a run for Baker Mayfield doing the Tommy DeVito.
So he gave him the double Tommy DeVito. Like, what are you doing?
Hey, mama mia.
Big time. He was asked about it after the game. He was like, oh, yeah, just giving a shout out to Tommy there. Like, great player or whatever. And one of the reporters in the thing asked him, are you Italian?
You told me this. I didn't hear this.
Baker Mayfield's response was, well, I haven't done the 23andMe yet.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite
podcasts. I don't know if she's like trying to cancel him for doing that. Yeah, or like, I don't know where she was going with that question.
Yeah.
But
are you,
like,
are you even of Italian descent, Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, God, no, I shouldn't have said that. I like a cocky Baker Mayfield. This is like Heisman Trophy winning Baker Mayfield. He's feeling pretty good. Bucks are only 5-6, but they're still very much in the playoff race, and they dominated this game from tip to tail.
Well, and that is a team that I'll excuse the injuries because they hit at the exact Evans, same time. Godwin, no Godwin, yeah. No Evans. They got Evans back yesterday. They won't get Godwin back. So I think they're still a live team in the NFC now that they've gotten Evans back. That was maybe the only bigger beatdown, I think, unless I'm missing something, the only bigger beatdown than the Pats game yesterday, because that was a real non-competitive blowout football game.
I mean, Packers-Niners was pretty bad that we just did. But all right, this was maybe the craziest game of the weekend, potentially, and that's saying something. Cowboys and Commanders. All right, I have a series of highlights to present to you.
Wow.
Let's start with some good special teams action from the Dallas Cowboys.
Line drive to Turpin, and it bounces through his legs. Here he comes. Kevontae Turpin spinning free. Here he goes. Fastest man in the NFL. Kevontae Turpin takes it all the way. Touchdown, Dallas.
That's what you're looking for with the new kickoff rules. Do you know how many kick returns were in the Patriots-Dolphins game?
I'm going to guess zero.
Zero.
Was it actually?
Yeah, zero. This is pretty sick. It looked like he like went up 5 yards, hit the circle button, did like a random spin move, and then took off.
He kind of bobbled the catch.
Yeah, right. Not even clean.
He picked it up with one hand, which just looked badass. Mm-hmm. And then, he started by...
he did like a weird spin and then nobody.
Tapping the circle button spin move and then just ran away. That play was awesome.
It was awesome. It was awesome. This was a crazy game. This was an ugly game. It was 10-9 Cowboys going into the fourth quarter. So there really wasn't a whole lot doing. Ultimately, the Commanders are down by 7 points. They score a touchdown late in the game. You say, all right, what do? We've talked about this a lot. Do you go for two in the win or potentially the win? Or do you kick the point and just, extend the game? What do? Well, Jones, they tried to kick the extra point.
Low snap. It is no good. And the worst special teams day in history has a fitting finish.
Well, it wasn't done then.
No.
Because the Washington Commanders then line up for an onside kick. Line up for an onside kick, kicking it to the Dallas Cowboys hands team when this happens.
Last time he went to the left. He goes straight ahead this time, and it's picked up, and that'll put the nail in the coffin. End-to-end, Wanya Thomas. Although you can make a pretty good argument, he should have went down.
Yeah, you think?
The sideline was pissed.
So they're up by one.
Yeah.
He returns the onside kick for a touchdown, so then they kick the extra point. And now they're still only up by 8 points. So it's
with
still one possession.
Jaden Daniels, who threw a Hail Mary against Chicago. Yeah, he just hit the big play to McLaurin before. So, like, factor in who you're going against on the other side. His Hail Mary at the end of this game was about 10 yards short of the end zone.
Yeah.
It was a Mac Jones-esque duck.
Kendrick
Bourne. I think he had to throw, like, 70 yards.
Yeah, no, it was a long throw. Yeah. So that was stupid to not go down. They ended up winning in spite of it. Did you think Washington should have gone for two there?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
You think the Commanders should have gone for two? Yeah,
Seibert was missing kicks left and right.
You got Jaden Daniels. Yeah, I'm going for two. I'll be consistent on this. You got Jaden Daniels. You need.
I'll be consistent on this. If you were the Cowboys against Washington,
well,
you should
Cowboys
go for two in that situation.
Yeah.
I'm not going for two if I'm Washington.
Well,
it didn't work out, but
they
I should
have made
that.
The one then. But they weren't able to do that. No, the bigger story, I know the Cowboys, like, oh, wow, they're 4-7, Cooper Rush in a quarterback. Commanders have lost three straight games. They looked like they were going to maybe win that division, or at the very least be a lock playoff team. They are no longer a lock playoff
team.
I'm
definitely. I think we had him shook it last week.
I think so.
Okay, Washington or Tampa? Who's making the playoffs?
Tampa.
That's what I think.
Tampa,
Tampa's two wins behind, that's also what I think. They're far more likely to make the playoffs than Washington, the way those two teams are
playing. They do have a head-to-head win over them.
Oh,
Tampa
yeah?
does.
Yeah.
Tampa beat Washington, so even if they tie, and if they're the only tie, they can get in. You still have Arizona in there as well, but they didn't help themselves yesterday, Jones. Arizona and Seattle.
Hey!
Hey, what happened?
Not one of Kyler Murray's finer games.
Murray keeps it. Murray being chased by Witherspoon. Oh. Floats for Wilson. Off target to Kobe Bryant. And there goes Kobe Bryant. With a house call for Seattle. And a Marshawn Lynch homage.
Kobe Bryant. I like that. I think he spells it differently, but still. Yeah, just sort of a weird game. 16-6, your final. Seattle 6-5, Arizona 6-5. Every week we're trying to guess who wins that division. I still think it's going to be Arizona, but that was a pretty costly loss.
Yeah, I was going with the Rams, who we'll get to. They're not looking too hot either.
No,
but
I'll say
Arizona off the bye, flat. Flat as a pancake. Off the bye at home against Seattle, that's a bad sign for them.
Arizona has the Vikings,
okay,
Seahawks,
yep,
Patriots.
Well, that's a win.
Panthers,
uh-huh,
Rams, Niners. Oh, so
they definitely have two wins in there.
I was going to say the last 2 weeks, though, like if they beat the Rams and the Niners, they're probably in. If they lose, then one of those teams will probably be in. Speaking of the Rams, this was Sunday Night Football, LA home. Taking on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hey, what happened?
Well, I think we have a new MVP candidate.
And he's got it, and he's got more, and he's going to go all the way. What a night, what a season, what a player.
Saquon Barkley, 255 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. Again, highlighted to me this week, the New York Giants cut Daniel Jones after paying Daniel Jones and not paying Saquon Barkley. He leads the NFL in rushing with 1,392 yards.
Pretty good.
Derrick Henry has 1,100. Nobody else has 1,000. He also has 10 rushing touchdowns, which actually is amazing considering you have the ultimate touchdown vulture in Jalen Hurts.
It's
stealing
true.
Him with tush pushes.
How many of his touchdowns? Well, and this is why. How many of his touchdowns are like that last night too, where they're just running away from the defense, long
it
touchdown runs?
It feels like the last four or at least 40 yards.
For sure.
Do you know what he's averaging per carry? Or like ballpark, you won't get the exact number. But
6.2. Wow.
6.2 yards per carry. So he leads the league in rushes. He leads the league in rushing yards. He is on pitch. So a couple questions with Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
Does he get to 2,000 rushing yards?
I'm going to say no.
He is on pace.
I don't feel super strong about that. I'm going to say no.
Okay. I say yes. He is on pace for it, but we'll see. They might start to rest him a little bit because they have, they're 9-2. They're currently the 2 seed right now, I believe, in the NFC. So they're playing really well.
I think the other question I was just looking at myself. Go for it.
Will he get serious MVP consideration?
That's why he's there.
Here are the goats right now. Or the goats. Here are the odds right now, I should say. I was waiting for that. That's why he's the goat.
He's the goat.
Josh Barkley might be the goat.
Josh Allen plus 150.
Josh Allen plus 150. Okay.
Lamar Jackson plus 275.
Okay.
Saquon plus 500.
So he's third.
Yep. He's ahead of Goff, Mahomes, Herbert, all other quarterbacks.
All right. So what would have to happen for Saquon to win the MVP? Allen and Lamar kind of stumble a little bit.
Yeah,
their teams
have to stumble a little bit. Because Philly's, when I said Lions are clear-cut best team in the league, Philly's right behind them.
They're 9-2.
Philly's defense is scary.
Yep.
And Saquon Barkley's a machine. They have A.J. Brown. They didn't have Devontae Smith last night. Hasn't been the greatest year for Jalen Hurts. Those teams would need to stumble on the field.
Yep.
Allen and Lamar would need to play kind of pedestrian. And you need some sort of signature moment beyond like the reverse hurdle that he did.
Oh, that was sick.
Or even the runaway touchdowns last night. You need like a signature moment for Saquon Barkley in a big game.
Philly needs to help him out. Oh, by the way, they play.
That's what I was going to say. Who do they play down the stretch?
Lamar and Baltimore this week.
Okay, so that would
head to head with Lamar.
That would help a ton. Oh, is that? No, that's not a Thanksgiving game.
No, it's a Sunday 4:25 CBS game. Then they have the Panthers, Steelers, Commanders, Cowboys, Giants. So they have all these division games. But he could absolutely rack it up against Carolina and even Pittsburgh. Also, I don't know if Philly cares about it, but in all seriousness, maybe give him a couple of end zone touchdowns. If he had 20 touchdowns,
his
case looks so much different.
2,000 yards, Keith, would be a big milestone. Like, if you get 2,000 yards, you're going to get MVP consideration.
But you need a ton of touchdowns, I think.
But they should start piling. Forget the tush push.
Yeah.
Forget the stupid tush push. It's cheap anyway. Move on from it. I'm not a Saquon Barkley owner, unlike the man to my left.
Yes.
So Keith has a vested interest in this, a dog in this
agonizing
fight. I do not.
Do you know how many rushing touchdowns?
But they could pump up his MVP candidacy by giving him some short touchdowns. That's true.
Do you know how many Jalen Hurts has? Just rushing touchdowns. 11 touchdowns. He has more than Barkley.
That's crazy. So they're all from a yard away, probably.
Much, yeah,
I mean, just about.
Much,
yeah.
Pretty much. So that's a killer. Anyway, there you go. There's what happened. And of course, the night ends with a good one. Ravens and Chargers on Monday Night Football.
Should be a fun one tonight for sure. That is what happened. Your spin around the league week 12. I set aside this text just real quick, 37937. Right. Uh-huh. We were asking Hunter Henry about the laughing and the joking in the locker room.
Yeah.
We'll ask that.
Not our report.
No. Mark Daniels.
Yep.
And others noted it as well. Andrew Callahan, Greg Bedard noted that it was a strange locker room last night where they didn't seem to be taking the loss very hard. Text 37937. Guys, they didn't lose the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's true.
So if some guys were laughing and joking in the locker room, who cares?
They don't.
No matter what the coaches or players say or do, you criticize them. Well, number one, like, what are we supposed to compliment them after yesterday?
No, they played poorly.
Number two, Andrew Callahan called it one of the weirdest locker rooms he's been around after a bad loss.
Yep.
Bedard's like, I never saw this in the days after Marino when I was in Miami, Bragg.
Jay Fiedler?
Yeah.
Probably Fiedler.
So usually there's at least enough awareness. If you don't care all that much and you're laughing it off because you're not going anywhere, there's at least enough awareness when the media's in the room to lock it up a little bit. And they couldn't even do that.
Yeah.
So what does that say about Mayo and his grasp on the team? What does it say about where things are heading? I'd say nothing good, but you can jump in on it. 617-779-7937. We'll get back into Drake May, his turnovers, how concerning are those? And there's an interesting discussion that I caught in the pregame show yesterday from Ian Rappaport about whether or not Drake May is the guy in New England, which I found noteworthy because I thought that was a pretty clear answer.
We're asking that still.
So let's get into that next.